like, really? You're awkward? And I'm like, yeah, very much so. So much so. Like, I would be sweating like a motherfucker even without the fact that the heat's on like 80-something degrees in here. So, she was cold. She just kept hitting the heat up.
You guys must not pay for your heat.
No, we do. That's
you
a thing,
do?
So, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so.
What kind of heat do you guys have?
Baseboard heat.
But is it like electric or just hot water?
No,
or
hot water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hot water.
We play oil, so.
Yeah,
it's a few $100 a month.
There, yeah. Luckily, not that.
Yeah.
Living in the apartment building, we just have the fucking water heater downstairs, and that takes care of fucking everything. I mean, it's nice. I guess we're paying like $150 a month in utilities, electricity, and heat.
Yeah.
It's not too bad, but then again, that's $150 of like me keeping the fucking heat like off.
Yeah,
you know, so because during the day when she's not here, I try to keep the heat as actually absolutely low as possible. So, you know, whatever. So, fucking hot.
Yeah, I'm just shirtless and in my pajama pants. I never put on a shirt today, so.
Rightfully so. All today, just been walking around shirtless.
I have not had a shirt on all day. When I had to go inside to take out the trash, I put my jacket on over my naked chest and put my snow boots over on my bare feet, went outside to the trash out, came back, stayed back to my pajama pants only.
I had to go mail.
I'm a classy man.
You are. You really, at least you put the coat on. I mean, that's pretty good.
Well, it's cold out.
Well, it's cold out here.
If it wasn't cold out, I wouldn't put a shirt on. Not just to throw something in the trash. No.
Well, that's right. I guess like you have your own place, so I mean,
yeah, I'm walking out my front door like straight to the trash or straight to the street. Like it's,
yeah,
it's 20 feet or something to the curb, and yeah, so people see my bare chest. Big deal.
Yeah,
worst thing that happened.
Yeah. See, with me, I got to go around the back and fucking all the people and everything. I mean, well, it's kind of quiet around here, but most of the time when I'm going places, it's either taking out the trash, sometimes. Most of the time, it's me going to fucking the mail, going to the mailbox, and that's like down the block. So I got to fucking walk like, you know, half a block down the street, not too far, but far enough that I usually try to like get dressed. But today, I just have my fucking my shorts on, like my gym shorts and my fucking t-shirt, and I had been wearing that around the apartment with a hoodie, so I was just like, alright, fucking slip on some fucking sneakers and run on the street to send the Christmas cards. So I was like, okay, done. That was it. Didn't feel the need to dress up or anything. So anyways, when are you ready to start recording?
It's already started recording.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well then we better get started.
Yeah.
Otherwise we're wasting tape here. So
you're aware how digital recording works, aren't you?
Nope, not at all. Fucking just gnomes and fairies all in there. Fucking
hang on,
no
let me,
idea.
Let me change my tape.
You mean smoke some more weed? Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean?
That doesn't sound like me at all. It doesn't
sound
like me at all.
You're killing us. You're destroying this show and you're ripping us apart.
Oh, you're just jealous.
With your drug, I am very jealous, you motherfucker. So, what are you doing for Christmas? Now, because you got to remember this, we may be recording this early. I'm sorry, I'm breaking the fourth wall there, but this is going to go up on the 24th.
Yeah.
So, everybody's
Merry Christmas.
Around fire. Happy fucking Hanukkah and everything. We missed that last week. But
it started on the 11th.
Yeah,
so we're still in Hanukkah.
No, we're not. It's the 24th right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I
forgot about the time travel. I forgot about the time travel.
That's right. Well, that's because you've been fucking... Well, you'd think with the smoke and the weed, you'd fucking understand the time travel, but I guess not. So, fucking asshole. Anyways, we're on Christmas Eve, motherfucker. So,
yeah.
what does Ryan do for Christmas?
Well, last week on Friday, I went to my aunt's place for Christmas because my cousins will be out of town and she'll be up north or something. I don't know. She'll be somewhere. So we figured we'll get that side of the family done early. So we're going there for cocktails.
Nice.
Because that's how my family rolls. and then driving home. So yeah, that's what's happening. And then we have a gift exchange. So we each draw a name and buy each person one person a gift. I'm sure I will have bought the gift for the person I have to buy now by the 18th.
Oh, hopefully.
Because I'm not an asshole, it'll probably make that happen. But
we're both pretty terrible at Christmas, aren't we?
No, like, I bought I made an Amazon order like the beginning of the month. That's all in. It's just this one other gift I have to get. We're done. Like Michelle and I are, we split a gift. So tomorrow I will be opening the Lego Taj Mahal, which is 6,000 pieces, and Jesus. Like 3 feet square. And $400.
What?
So we bought it for each other. So we each only spent, $400. So we each only spent $200. But,
dear God.
But yeah, it basically the same size box, called an LCD TV, and the same size box would be about the same price.
What the fuck are we gonna do with you?
So that's what Michelle and I are doing. Tomorrow I'll be going to my parents in the morning and have French toast and open presents and stocking stuff. Usually we would go to my aunt's. I think we're just going to have dinner at my parents' house. I assume.
Yeah.
I guess I'll find out. Hopefully Michelle will drive. Because I like to drink. Because
apparently, if you're not drunk on Christmas, you're doing it wrong. That's what I was told last week.
Well, last year, we were up at the cottage for Christmas. So we went up Christmas Eve, I guess, and did a small gift exchange and then drank until 3 and then went to bed and then woke up.
Nice.
And had breakfast.
Real nice.
And yeah, so we were treated to drunken relatives and my cousin making assorted strange and interesting cocktails. It was good times, and that's the way I like to celebrate Christmas, is intoxicated. Man. For the most part. Well, I like to celebrate most things intoxicated.
Well, no, I knew that, you fucking lush. But I mean, you have the family to do it with, that's what I'm saying. Like, with our family, I gotta keep kind of straight, because, like, I mean, I think maybe 1 year I might have gotten fucking a little bit ripped and a little bit tore up, but, for the most part, I pretty much stay sober for everything, you know, New Year's is a little bit different, but for the most part, everything else, like Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that kind of shit, I'm pretty much trying to stay sober, because most of the time I'm helping out in the kitchen with my mom and that kind of shit, because nobody fucking helps her, you know, so it's just fucking me and her, so, you know, whatever. I just wanted to get a good picture of what it was like in Canada, because I imagine, like, the fucking woodland critters come out, and, like, they, you know, all that fucking, it snows, and it's very beautiful and, you know, picturesque and all that kind of shit, whereas in New Jersey it's sort of like...
picturesque.
It really is!
Okay, to be fair,
like,
last year...
angels come down and sing and shit and everything, and in New Jersey it's just, like, traffic and angry family. That's all I got, so...
last year, yes, we were at a cottage in the woods up north. So,
yes!
Last year, I have to admit, you were right. But, like, you realize I live in a city, correct? Like, I'm not fucking... I have train tracks rattling by all day.
No. You live in a Canadian city. There's a big fucking difference.
Where I live and where you live...
Your city has a casino in it, all right?
Where I live and where you currently live are just as clean and just as, like... If anything, mine's slightly more unsavory.
No way.
Than where you live right now, based on my limited experience...
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is very white around here.
I mean, if I went down into fucking Newark or something, it's a different story. But,
I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist, but that's the truth. I'm serious. That's the fucking truth about New Jersey.
It's like, fairly affluent where you are. You can just say affluent and it doesn't matter what color they are.
Really? Well, there you go. Even better. Yes, it's fairly affluent. Where it's enough that the rent is a motherfucker to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. I get you. Fuck it. Well, whatever. But still, you guys will probably have snow on Christmas. We won't just have fucking like greasy slush at best. So,
we will have snow, but that's just because we live in a fucking polar wasteland.
Yes.
No, I'm sick and fucking tired of winter. If I could never have winter again, I would. No, maybe not never again. If I could visit winter and existed, but I don't need to live through winter the entire season anymore.
But see, I thought the same thing until I was Rachel explained that when they put up their decorations, she's usually in like a tank top and shorts in Texas.
That's
'Cause
why
it's so.
I can visit winter for Christmas. I'll come up to Montreal for Christmas, see the snow, all the good stuff, then go back to fucking, I don't know, California, Vancouver, and then
No.
be fine.
My point was not that like it's okay to visit, like you have to visit during Christmas because of the like, oh, it's got to be like white Christmas. I don't give a fuck what it's like for Christmas. If it's 80 degrees, fucking yay, I don't give a shit. I'm just saying that I don't want to live anywhere where it's warm because it kind of seems like everybody has staked their claim on that area. Like, at least in New Jersey, it's sort of like, eh, whatever. Yeah, the fucking weather sucks here during the winter, but like I know it here and fucking I'm very territorial. It seems kind of like I wouldn't want to go to fucking live in Texas because it's fucking weird. So, yeah, it's warm, but I don't know. I don't know. If we could go to like a fucking like you and me and a couple other people fucking hanging out like Caribbean Island for fucking or like Cuba, for Christmas,
Oh,
yeah, fuck
Cuba.
yeah, that would be fucking amazing. I would love that, but
I miss Cuba.
it takes me more than Texas to want to leave New Jersey like for an extended period of time. So to visit, yeah, but. I'm like I said. I'm maybe the opposite. I'm fine with winter. I would love to be able to get the fuck out of here every once in a while when I've had enough. Take a vacation and shit. But beyond that, fuck it, whatever. So, but anyways, we're supposed to be talking about Christmas. So, we are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way. I have my list here, but beyond that, now what the. What's with the fuck? What's the deal with Colombian Christmas here?
Okay, there's a new show this season called Modern Family, and Ed O'Neill, I think it's Ted Bundy from Married with Children,
Sir,
is
yes.
married to Sofia Vergara, a lovely
Who
Colombian
is
woman.
smoking hot?
Yes,
Yes.
and has her son from another marriage, so they're living together. And the Christmas episode was these two Colombian people talking about Colombia and all the crazy shit they do and how it's like April Fools and how they shoot off fireworks and how they have deep fried cheese fritters and all that stuff. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. It's a comedy. It's sort of Arrested Development-esque. This is probably all fucking made up. However, I fire up Wikipedia, which is the document of record, and.
But you do know by checking Wikipedia after the
No,
show has
I
been
checked the
aired.
edits. I actually it went to make sure that this wasn't the case. I went to the history. I
Oh,
went
all
back and
right,
saw
okay.
when it was. So it was. This predates Modern Family.
Okay, all right.
I know how the internet works.
I know you do, quite possibly way better than I do, but I'm
So,
just saying.
aside, the changes are as follows. Instead of Santa bringing your presents, it's baby Jesus.
No, wait, not normal Jesus, a
Presents, I'm
baby
reading from
Jesus.
Wikipedia right now. Presents are bought to you by El Niño Jesus, baby Jesus, instead of Papa Noel, Santa Claus.
Okay, yeah, all right, whatever.
It's because apparently because the church is much a bigger deal in Colombia, which is true as far as I know. So
I
they
can
pushed
understand that.
Jesus and brought back Saint Nicholas, who we may talk about later.
I can understand that. For a second there, I wanted to comment how unrealistic it was that baby Jesus could lug a bunch of presents around until my brain quickly said, shut your mouth, because obvious reasons.
Yeah, he
Baby
actually
Jesus
made that
is about
joke.
as capable.
They made that exact joke in Modern Family about how could baby Jesus carry the gifts and who would you sit on his lap and how on the balls you'd squish him and all that stuff. The other thing they do is apparently pull pranks and shout "Inocentes" for innocence, because it's the Day of the Innocents.
Wait, you pull pranks
You
on
pull
the
pranks
innocents.
on Christmas.
Wouldn't this be the thing that, wait, on Christmas, wouldn't it be that the innocents should pull pranks on the bad people?
It's a, I'm telling you what I heard learned from television and Wikipedia. I don't know why.
Motherfuckers,
This
all right.
is you understand why I doubted this being true. Like it sounds absurd and ridiculous.
I agree. I was reading, like I said, I have my own shit, and yes, it does.
But so I
But
was.
our shit sounds pretty absurd too when you
Oh,
think
of
about
course,
it.
of course.
So
So.
it's just different Shit, that's all.
They
So,
also had what sounded delicious, which were these deep fried cheese frittatas.
fuck yeah, I could go with that. Yeah,
You
way
shoot
better than
off.
fucking ham on fucking. I hate ham. Fuck ham. Ham is not what you serve on a holiday.
Actually, come
Fuck
to
ham.
think of it, sometimes my mom does make deep fried Parmesan cheese balls for appetizers.
Fuck yeah.
You also shoot off fireworks, which
Why
I'm
not?
always
Fuck
for.
yeah.
And apparently, instead of Christmas Day being, I mean, even here, some people it's Christmas Eve is the big day, and they have dinner and go to church. It seems to be religious people mostly. Whereas as secular people, it tends to be Christmas Day, presents, rip and tear. In
Like,
Colombia, who are seemingly, according to Wikipedia, more devout than we are, they go to mass and stay up late and have a midnight party of Christmas Eve.
fucking
And
cool.
then Christmas Day is nothing special. So Colombia
Fuck.
really sounds like a pretty awesome place to be at Christmas, aside from violence and shit that may be going down. But fireworks and pranking and fucking deep fried cheese, A-okay in my books.
We should really go on tour with this motherfucker because of what
Christmas is
I
around the
found out
world.
about. No, I'm serious. Of what I found out from the shit I was looking up to, of all the shit I was bringing to the table was and apparently in Europe, in many countries, they have Saint Nicholas Day, or you know, like the fucking. I see. I don't have Wikipedia in front of me. I'm fucking sitting here with the mic in my hand, just fucking trying to remember everything I saw. But of what I remember, I think it's December 5th, something around there. You have Saint Nicholas Day, or basically a day where Saint Nick comes around and gives you presents, and he's nothing at all like our Santa Claus. He's, you know, thin guy, fucking Pope hat on. That whole thing. The particular guy some of you may know from David Sedaris. Sedaris did what, 6 to 8 Black Men? Yeah. So and apparently you hadn't heard that before I sent it to you. So
No.
if any of you are listening to this and it's Christmas Eve, if you want a really good laugh, go to fucking YouTube or whatever. Just fucking punch into Google 6 to 8 Black Men, and you will find a wonderful little essay you can read. Even better if you can find the audio recording. I know it's on fucking YouTube because
YouTube.
that's how I sent it to Ryan. It's fucking wonderful. I love that. That may be my Christmas tradition. That every time since I've heard that, I've listened to that every Christmas because I fucking love it. And I don't listen to it all year, and I listen to it around Christmas because I remember how fucking ridiculous my people are, the Netherlands and Denmark and all that fucking Northern European shit that I'm from. Yeah, they're fucking ridiculous up there, especially because they have. The 6 to 8 Black Men in particular are named Zwarte Piet, I believe is how it's pronounced, and that translates to Black Pete in English. And originally the idea was that there was Santa, or Saint Nick, and he's got like his buddy that he kind of know like he's kind of friends with sorta, but the guy's black, as in like a white guy that wears blackface and the big red lips painted on and shit, and yeah, so there's one of them, and apparently he was the devil or something along those lines. So not only is it bad enough that it's a white guy in blackface running around before Christmas, but apparently he's also kind of the devil, and he punishes kids who do bad things. So it's like the good cop, bad cop of, you know, Saint Nick is the good cop, and Zwarte Piet, or Black Pete as the bad cop. And I don't know, did I happen to send you any of this shit before we did this? Because
I'm
they
sorry,
say
I'm just
yes.
I'm laughing at how you say Zwarte Piet. It makes me laugh.
Am I
Yeah,
pronouncing it even close to
I
right?
have fuck,
Because
I have no idea.
I'm reading it from the paper I printed out. I have my list of things that I printed out, and it's I guess I see. I really should, as someone who has problems pronouncing things, I should listen to them pronounced online a couple of times and get it in my head and then say it. And but instead of just like fucking reading it from the page, and with fucking apparently comical consequences. But yeah, so basically Netherlands. During World War II, somewhere around there, the one guy who was Santa's slave kind of dude, black of course slave, follows Santa around. They apparently during World War II needed more people, so instead of having one Pete, he had many Petes. So that's where the 6 to 8 Black Men come from, and that is the. Were you dying over there or something?
No, I'm fine.
Okay,
I
I know.
just
I just felt
adjust.
like I. Okay, I
I
heard the
adjusted my
thud
headset
on
a
the mic,
bit.
and I was like, he fucking, his head hit the mic, and his head hit the desk, and he's on the floor. What do I do? Run, basically. See,
Killed him. I killed him.
maybe I did, with my, because I feel very boring talking about this shit, because you need to go to Wikipedia and look these things up, because I
Yeah.
can't fucking help you, because I'm telling you, Black Pete, very funny if you just see the picture, so unbelievably racist, so unbelievably awesome. Just so good, and I can't possibly do a better job with it than David Sedaris. So go look that up. But the one thing I have been loving prior to Black Pete this year was discovering the Krampus. See, I knew of the Krampus vaguely because of his guest appearance on the Christmas episode of The Venture Brothers,
Yeah.
where Brock Samson fights the Krampus, but
Yeah.
I never really thought about it. I never really put any thought into it. I was like, ah, whatever. You know, like you said with the Colombian shit. You know, you just figure like, ah, whatever. It's something the producers of fucking or the writers from Venture Brothers made up. Fuck 'em, whatever. It's just something they made up. But no, the Krampus is very real. And please do yourself a favor and go look at the picture listed for the Krampus on Wikipedia. It is quite possibly better than anything I could say, just like Zwarte Piet, better than anything I could say ever about the Krampus, but so fucking good. How awesome is it that instead of saying like, you know, good kids get toys and bad kids get coal or nothing or whatever your fucking culture calls for, that instead, the Krampus, this goat demon, is going to come around and fucking assault your children on the night before when Saint Nicholas comes around. That is fucking great. My sister is a little bitch. She is a spoiled brat. I am convinced if we had the Krampus in America, she would be set straight. Because there's no way, there's fucking no way that you could see this goat, like, as a kid, like, their kids are afraid of fucking Santa Claus. You know, like, when they go to take the kids to Santa, like, sit on Santa's lap at the fucking mall, and the kid's like, I don't want to sit on Santa's lap, he's scary. Fuck Santa. Santa is not scary. The Krampus is fucking scary. The Krampus is coming for you. If you're bad, the Krampus is gonna find you and it's gonna shove you in a sack and it's gonna take you away and I don't know, rape you or whatever the Krampus does. Nobody knows. Nobody really cares. But that goat demon is coming for you with a fucking vengeance. And Santa Claus is okay with it. That's the best part. He's fine with it. He's fucking happy. Get rid of your fucking treasonous ass. The camp of Santa Claus only deals with good boys. Boys and girls, you little bastard. If you just would have fucking shaped up a little bit and fucking been nice, fucking help an old lady across the street, you would have been fucking Krampus food. But it's too late. You're fucking done. Shit's happening. This is it. It's it. See, like, I guess to not, like, the equivalent would be, see, Krampus is like the European thing, but I guess if you translate it to America, right now, the Krampus would be out there fucking stalking the streets going after kids and shit. See what I'm saying? This is quite, just think about it for a while. Tomorrow, when you're sitting there and you're opening your presents from Santa Claus, think about all those little motherfuckers that you're like, God damn it, that kid doesn't deserve any presents. Krampus! Like, just fucking, yes! That's what I'm saying. I love the Krampus. That's my favorite. And apparently, especially because the Krampus is supposedly the precursor to the Grinch, and I love the fucking Grinch. So, like, the Grinch is awesome, but the Krampus, fucking so much more so. Oh, I fucking love the Krampus. Can't get enough of the Krampus.
Like how you used it as a verb. Wham! Krampus!
Well, that's what it is. Yes. That's why it's such a strong name, the Krampus. Like, you don't just, like, see a Krampus, you get Krampused. Like, that's what fucking happens, all right? You gotta understand that. You don't name, like, Black Pete, like, it sounds like a very subservient name, because he is a fucking black slave, you know, that fucking has to be Santa's helper, you know? But the Krampus helps no one. The Krampus has his own fucking agenda. He is fucking out there. He is independent. He is on the loose, and he's coming for you, motherfucker. The Krampus. Like, just the name. It sounds great to say. It's so wonderful. I love it. The greatest thing about Christmas is the Krampus, as far as I'm concerned. If I got no presents this year, if I got no Merry Christmas, no Christmas cards, no Christmas specials, nothing, just the fucking understanding that out there someone was spreading the word of the Krampus. That is all I fucking need for Christmas. Just to hear about how some little kid is like, I'm gonna be a fucking asshole this year. No, you're not, Krampus, motherfucker. That's why you're gonna be good, because the Krampus is coming for you in the night. That's why you're going to be good. That's all I need. That's all this country needs. We were watching the Charlie Brown Christmas, Rachel and I, and it was all about like commercialism and everything. And because I never really pay attention to the Charlie Brown Christmas, because in my opinion, I've always thought the Charlie Brown Christmas is just a second best to Charlie Brown Kwanzaa. So another Christmas.
You fucking
present
love
your
Charlie Brown Kwanzaa.
I fucking love my Charlie Brown Kwanzaa, especially after we watched Charlie Brown Christmas, and then I watched Charlie Brown Kwanzaa after it, and I saw how masterfully done they fucking made that. It's so wonderful. Brown Kwanzaa.
Did Rachel watch Charlie Brown Kwanzaa?
She did. She said it was quite possibly the worst thing she's ever seen. She said, I'm a terrible person for liking it. She said, she doesn't understand why I like it. She says, it's ugly. They use bad language. I was like, yes, that's why I love it. It's the Krampus of all of the Christmas specials. So,
I'm glad you made Rachel watch it.
Yeah, I had to. Because I had to show her how like it syncs up. It's especially like because it's been so long since I've seen a Charlie Brown Christmas, but I do like I don't think a stretch of time has gone by in which I haven't sat around and said I either watch the Charlie Brown Easter or Kwanzaa or one of those fucking parody movies that they did, because they're all fantastic, like the fucking Nicaraguan crab sandwich and all the rest of that. Like, it's fucking great. That shit is the best. I love it. Fucking yeah. So I showed it to her. She hated it. That's pretty typical. But. What I was gonna say was, if you already have the Grinch, so that's fine. He's done with, but he's more about like don't be a Grinch for Christmas. Yeah. Like it's terrible. Like don't be bad for Christmas. So be a good kid and enjoy Christmas and cut the roast and give the presents to people and so on and so forth or whatever. Like it kind of more is like it's a little too late for the fucking Grinch. He's an asshole, and he just fucking reforms for one day out of the year. No. Krampus. If you want to have a Christmas special about commercialism and you're like, Christmas is not about commercialism. Christmas is about the fucking spirit of the season and how you're supposed to be good all year long, because we're all people and we're all human beings in this, fucking ball floating in space. And, we're all just trying to help each other out and love each other and everything's wonderful. That's why you need the motherfucking Krampus. You gotta keep motherfuckers on their toes. That's the Christmas special we need, is the fucking Krampus. Charlie Brown's Krampus special. That's what you need. Fucking Charlie Brown gang on the run from the fucking Krampus, because they're a bunch of fucking motherfuckers and they don't understand that you have to cherish Christmas and be good. Or at least the fucking holidays. The Krampus is fucking, because I feel bad, because I'm sure there's lots of Jewish boys and girls and Muslim boys and girls that don't know the awesomeness that is the Krampus, but they have to know it, because the Krampus comes for everyone. If you're bad, he's like the Punisher. He's like the Christmas version of the Punisher. That's why I like the Krampus so much, because he doesn't care about denomination. He doesn't care about any of that shit. Good or bad, that's all it is. Motherfucker is black and white. There's no gray in the Krampus world. It's good and bad, that's it. That's what I like about the Krampus. That's what we need. We need a Krampus out there right now. Stuck in the streets.
Oh, God.
And then years from now, they can fucking make him. He can get chopped into pieces, and they make him into a part, Krampus, part robot, and then fucking destroy my love for the Krampus, because fucking motherfuckers. That's why. Frankencastle my ass. No, I. Fuck
oh
you,
fuck you.
Fuck
Frankencastle's
you.
Awesome.
I don't know if I can. I feel. Like how I imagine fucking like John Belushi and although nowhere near on the levels of brilliance of the people that I'm thinking of, but just in the fucking tail end of their careers, before like the fucking end is coming. Like that's what I feel like right now. Like my fucking throat is getting all dry and shit, and it's fucking too hot in here, and I'm screaming and yelling through this mic. Just fucking ridiculousness. Like the Krampus, really. Like I'm going out of my mind. I think I oh Jesus, what have I done?
You know what you were saying before about for Zwarte Piet or whatever, how you pronounce it, I don't know. You should look up the internet and listen to how it's pronounced. If you look up shit on Merriam-Webster,
yeah,
it gives you two pronunciations. One, the traditional shit, Yes. And one, the much more relaxed, as is made popular by The Wire, she. It has
no, that. No. Well, depending on what character you're talking about, it's not just she. If you're talking about Clay Davis, it's more on the lines of she.
It is. I was thinking Clay Davis, but they only have the.
Oh, they fucking made that longer. Yes. Every time they went back to him. Oh, so I'm sorry. But now I'm in the wrong episode, but sorry, continue.
But yeah, I love how on MW.com you can click both little buttons to play it, and you have the shit, and you have someone recorded saying shit.
Oh, God.
So speaking of how people say things funny.
Oh, come on. I only got five words. I got 3 words from Matt and 2 words that I know that Mandy loves hearing me say. What else am I supposed to say besides these?
I don't know.
Well, I know everyone makes fun of my Jersey accent, so I guess besides the three things that I've said already, which are 6 to 8 black men, Charlie Brown Kwanzaa, and I guess the Krampus was my other one, of things that fucking, yeah, are awesome. Apparently, I'm going to read you some words now, because I guess how long is this now? 30 minutes? Have we gotten on long enough for this fucking thing?
We're at 31 right now.
I should be on motherfucking vacation. All right, I shouldn't be doing this. This is work. Also, there is a lot more to doing this than just fucking getting me to rant for 20 minutes. You fucking best. And I really hope that people enjoy me ranting for 20 minutes, lest I find
I do.
Out,
that's
like,
all I care. I it's my joy is turning on Skype, listen to you rant, laugh for a few hours, shut it down. And if anyone else enjoys it, good. If not, fuck it. I enjoyed it.
If not, the fucking Krampus is coming for him, because they gotta get in the spirit of the season and cut me some fucking slack, because I am dying from fucking Christmas, from writing Christmas cards. I have never done Christmas cards before, and I will never do them again. They are fucking horrifying. Why do people send out Christmas cards? It is the worst fucking social problem. We is beyond drugs. It is the worst problem we have in America, Christmas cards. It is the number one threat to America, even surpassing bears. Because I know... It's fine. If you want to send me a Christmas card, thank you. I enjoy it. It's wonderful. You know, yay. But the thing is, I don't want to send anybody a Christmas card. Not because I have anything against any of you. I love all of you. You're wonderful. And hugs to everybody. But fucking having to write shit out and like fucking write things on the I stutter and I have problems pronouncing words, and I fucking have bad handwriting. So it's like I can't communicate in any fucking way to tell you Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or whatever the fuck you're celebrating. You know, I can't handle this shit. And especially the fact that, like, if you send it to this person, you have to send it to that person because then that person will be jealous you send it to that. It's just fucking stupid. There's no reason to have Christmas cards. It's bullshit. It's economically insane. Like, there's no reason you should waste your time sending Christmas cards. Everyone should just have an understanding that everyone should have Happy Holidays. Everything should be wonderful. You know, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Fucking no Christmas cards, none of that shit. Like, presents, yay. Christmas cards, not so much. So, speaking of presents, I guess I'm going to fucking read you my words. Do you have anything to add to the list before I finish up?
The only thing I jokingly added in the wave was a Asterios polyp, but that's just because I was giving you a hard time about it before.
Asterios polyp? Did I get it right this time?
You did.
Okay. That's because I just hear you and I repeat it. That's all. See, I'm good. I can do that shit where people say things and I can repeat it.
Dog.
So
there you go. You didn't repeat it.
No, I can't. That's what I'm saying. That's why I picked dog and audio, because they're two words that even when I hear. That's what I'm saying. Even when I hear somebody say dog and audio, even if I try to say it differently, like dog, like dog, like I can't. I sound disgusting to myself when I try to change the way I say it. It's dog. That's how I say it. Dog. It's always going to come out of dog. Dog food. You eat dogs that eat dog food. You take a dog for a walk. That's what you do. You know, you take a dog in the car. You know, go get some coffee for the dog, possibly, and park your car and take the dog out, you know, on its leash. Like, that's what you do. Dog. That's the only way I can say it. Audio also, like, we are recording an audio podcast.
Is it really that bad? Because your dog is pretty close to quote unquote normal, but your audio cracks me up.
Audio is really that bad.
I don't know why. Oh, how do you say drawer?
drawer?
Yeah.
Drawer.
Like, do you have clothes in? Okay, you say it normally.
Yeah.
You're not closet, like from Long Island or something that says draw.
No, I don't say draw. I say drawer. At least I try to get that shit right. Because like I said, I had to go for speech therapy right. when I was a kid. So I try to get, like I said, soldier is usually the one I get wrong. But I always try to slow down when I say it so I can get it out right. Because I'm embarrassed on certain, like certain words are really embarrassing for me to say. So I try to slow down, take it easy, process it fully. Like the word's coming up, got to say drawer. All right, okay. Drawer. Got it. So I don't... Apparently, fiduciary, I believe that's the word. I should know that because I've had to write that word numerous times. Fucking because majoring economics, you kind of have to cover the word fiduciary every once in a while. It's a funny word, fiduciary. Exculpatory. Exculpatory. See, it is not so much of a problem with my accent as it is with me pronouncing words. That's the problem. And Frankfurter.
Oh, that sounded like some weird kind of masturbation. Exculpatory.
Well, I guess as I add shit that's not there, it's exculpatory.
It's like the first time you masturbate, it's your excavating and searching for things. It's exculpatory.
You fucking asshole. and of course, Frankfurter. Although I think I can cover Frankfurter pretty easily because there's nothing in Frankfurter that's really that bad. It's not like it's audio apparently. So
I don't know why that cracks me up so much.
Slurpee. I'm just trying to read words that are around here because I have a metal Slurpee straw that is a really good it's metal, so you can basically use it as like a dart gun. So I got that on the desk because it's Slurpee. But Slurpee is like everybody says Slurpee the same way, I would assume. I don't know. What are some other fucking words? We gotta pad this out. And now we're just being boring, so, and you're just fucking chuckling at the way I say audio every time, so. Emotions. World. Spiritual. Pale. Verb.
Spiritual bird. And pale? What are you reading?
I'm just I have a bunch of books sitting here on the desk, and I was just reading. There's another word I can't pronounce. Kurzweil, I believe, is Ray Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. I have on my desk, and I just read the title of that. So I don't know. Apparently, I fucking have problems pronouncing words, and apparently, people like to hear me say dog in audio, and apparently, fiduciary and exculpatory. Exculpatory is definitely my new favorite word. Well, no, Krampus is my new favorite word. Exculpatory is second. Oh, and your fucking robot voice is back. So let's wrap this shit up, because I'm not saying anymore. I've made enough of a fool out of myself.
I'm just not talking because of the robot voice.
I know. All right, we'll just let it play out. Say goodbye, and then we'll fucking just cut it. I'll cut it together. Hopefully that'll be good enough.
You can just cut it by last time.
Just play it again.
I don't do that. I don't reuse material.
It's like a Spider-Man cartoon. Just reuse the back over and over again.
I think I rate better than fucking those. I was trying to remember what Korean animation studio. That's what it was. The who is driving car? Bears driving car. God, how can that be? Oh my God, Tom Cruise.
I have to watch the cartoon again.
Oh man, I guess there was like a lunchbox or something I saw the other day for it, and I was like, oh man, Clerks the cartoon. Fucking love that show. I think that's where I got a lot of my humor from. Not so much because I remember watching Clerks and a lot of the Kevin Smith movies when I was a kid, but not so much. Like, I mean, when I was like teenager, teenage years, but like right before I met you, but not so much to the point of like we loved fucking Clerks the animated series, like to the point of where we watched that shit all the time. So, but anyways, as I was saying, I'm done reading my list of words and, I think this is about it on this lovely, lovely... Hopefully nothing catastrophic is going to happen between now and Christmas.
Our thoughts and prayers go to all the people that died in that disaster. Just in case.
And damn you, whoever's responsible. we're gonna smoke you out of your holes and whatever else.
Unless it was an act of God, then it must have been for some
and
reason.
And then we're gonna send the Krampus for you, because that's the only thing we got going for us. So, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all the rest of that kind of shit we're supposed to say. I hope you're having a wonderful holiday, and I hope everything's great and there's no catastrophe or exculpatory actions that are happening against you in any particular way that you wouldn't have them happen upon you on such a beautiful holiday. So, have a good one.
Take care.
I'll see you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, happy holidays.